Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
But we've got our next guest here. It's a busy old show, isn't it?
It is. We have the lovely Miriam Tong.
Miriam Tong. Brain went dead from Sight for White. Good afternoon, Miriam.
Good afternoon. Lovely to be here.
How are you? You're fine.
I'm great, thank you. Looking forward to talking to you this afternoon.
Okay, so you've got you've been at Sight for White now for how long?
It's coming up to my second year's anniversary.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
That's gone quickly then?
It's gone very quickly, and I'm pleased to say we are making lots of fantastic progress and have lots of really exciting plans ahead.
Ooh. What in particular?
Well, what I really hope I can talk about today is our big project linked to 2020. 2020 may seem a long way away, but this is a very big project. And our vision for 2020 is to involve the wider community in helping us deliver some really exciting plans. We want to raise awareness of what we can all do to promote avoidable sight loss, mm-hmm. and how Sight for White supports those islanders affected by sight loss. Oh. So our 2020 vision has two key elements. One is a Sight for White education program.
Oh.
And the second is the acquisition of a Sight for White outreach vehicle.
Wow.
Okay, now that makes a lot of sense. Preventable sight loss, what are we talking about there?
Well, the majority of sight loss conditions actually develop as we grow older.
Yeah.
And there are many lifestyle factors that have a big impact on how likely we are to develop a whole range of sight loss conditions. So part of avoiding or promoting avoidable sight yeah. loss is to encourage people to look at their whole lifestyle. And it's many of the messages that apply right across to all sorts of other health concerns. So it's in the importance of having a healthy diet, the importance of remaining fit and active, mm-hmm. the importance of having regular eye tests, because yeah. there are many of these conditions that if they're caught and recognize quite early on, there is a range of successful treatment that can help slow down the onset yep. of the condition. So it's linking all of those areas and promoting all of those things. Of course, smoking is another thing that can have a significant impact yep. on sight loss conditions. So also discouraging younger people who may not have started smoking to keep that way, remain mm-hmm. healthy in their habits, and to encourage those people who are smokers to seek support through the NHS from yeah. their doctors' mm-hmm. surgeries, to take part in some of the stop smoking yes. programs.
Okay. Cessation.
Yes. Mm.
So would this include things like safety goggles for people doing work where there's things flying about
yes,
which may get in their eyes?
Absolutely, yes. That again is part of our part of the advice to remind people that even doing everyday things like gardening, pruning. A lot of us who are keen gardeners and have climbing plants will have, for example, cane supports to support our plants. And it's so easy if you're bending down to cut or prune, if they haven't got a cap on yes. the end to poke it right in your eye.
You don't want to do that.
Horrible thought, horrible thought. So, yes, it's encouraging people to, yes, just be more aware
safe.
Of those things and to wear some form of eye protection, even if it's a pair of sunglasses, actually, yes. it would afford a little bit of protection, even if you don't want to wear the sort of
and don't
full
stare
face.
Into the sun.
Absolutely. So, again, as part of our promoting avoidable sight loss, we launched some fabulous sunglasses
you
last
did.
Year.
Yes.
And again, they're all part of the encouraging awareness of how harmful the sun's rays can be. We all love the sun and it's a joy to see the blue skies and sunshine on a day like today. But wearing sunglasses is very important to protect
Absolutely.
Your sight from harmful UV.
So you're going to be taking this out to people or they're coming in?
No,
or both?
We're recognising that certainly for visually impaired islanders, public transport is a real difficulty mm-hmm. and something that we have been endeavouring to deliver over the past year with ever-increasing effectiveness is offering activities and groups and programmes at venues right across the island,
right,
rather than expecting people to come to our Millbrook House in Carisbrook administrative base.
Right.
So one of the uses of our fab new bespoke vehicle would be to enable us to deliver services even to small village communities. We currently offer services at a number of venues at locations across the island.
Yeah.
But we've got some members who live in relative isolation, yeah, in small villages, small communities where public transport even to the nearest town is not as available. So an outreach vehicle would enable our member services team and supporting volunteers to really take a mobile site for white, yeah, right across the island.
A bit like the library bus.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Not that you're a library bus.
Just out of interest, just harking back to your earlier topic, whilst you were talking there, I looked up on a certain local hardware store site, and your basic safety glasses, ordinary specs, $1.99.
Absolutely.
Just from a hardware store that sort of rhymes with Drewfix.
Yes, but that could save you a whole lifetime's agony.
Just thinking, for $1.99,
it's worth it, isn't it?
It's worth it, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
But they reduced in price from $2.99, which wasn't bad to start with, was it?
Even $2.99 isn't bad. No. No, but it's simple things, isn't it? Like walking past a hedge and you can get a prickle in, scratch your eye or whatever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I like the sound of the outreach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, we're very excited about this. Now, it's why I'm very keen to involve as many people in the community as possible with this. We'll be launching a brand new look website within the next week.
Ooh.
And our 2020 vision project will have
like
its
that,
very
2020
own
vision.
Yeah, it's a
bit of a play on numbers,
name,
isn't
it? Is. It'll have its very own page so people can learn more about the project.
Ooh.
And learn how they can support us, because obviously bespoke outreach vehicles don't come cheap.
No.
So in addition to generating funds for all of the usual services and support we offer islanders affected by sight loss, this will be an additional fundraising campaign.
Right.
So I will be writing to many groups and organisations asking if they might like to get involved, whether it's with a coffee morning, a cake bake sale, a sponsored challenge, a dress down day, whether it's at school or at work.
Mufti days.
any similar projects that the, you know, local community islanders would be interested in supporting us with.
Now, do you think there might be a vehicle company that might sponsor one of those?
Well, I will be certainly approaching big companies as well, because
that's a good idea.
The base cost of this project is around £75,000.
Oh, is that all?
So that's a lot of money, but we can deliver an awful lot
more than we currently do.
Yes.
So I think it is going to be a very sound investment for the future.
Absolutely.
And of course, the reason for such a relatively high price tag is because it will be designed on the inside absolutely to our specification, so that it can deliver a number of things. So yes, we hope we'll be able to use it for outreach to smaller communities, but we'd also like it to be our main way of engaging with members of the public at big shows and events. So not only will the inside look bespoke, but we want the outside to look really colourful and exciting, so that people see the vehicle and are instantly drawn to it and want to come in and take a look, learn about what we do, and hopefully give us their support.
Absolutely.
Whether as a volunteer or as a financial supporter.
Yeah.
Vetis Radio FM 104.6. We've still got the lovely Miriam.
We do.
And talking about your 2020 vision, which you were looking at raising an enormous sum of money for an outreach vehicle.
Yes. So at least £75,000 is our target to ensure that it's kitted out in a bespoke fashion to serve a variety of purposes. And, of course, one of those is also to support the proposed Key Stage 1 education programme.
Right.
And that's another very exciting project where we want to link sight loss and promoting avoidable sight loss to the national curriculum. covering a whole range of subjects because, as everybody will be aware who've got children or grandchildren, there's very little scope for teachers to do anything in school these days unless it links in to the national curriculum. So our aim is to develop, pilot, and then finalise an education programme that will be offered to primary schools on the island over a two-year period, so that we endeavour to reach out to all Key Stage 1 pupils and their families.
Wow. That's a big task to take on.
It's a big task, but I'm pleased to say I've got a fantastic working party together to help me with the whole education project, and mm-hmm. I've managed to persuade some a current head teacher, a recently retired primary school expert, a special needs expert, plus two of our trustees who have previous experience of delivering outreach right. and special needs education, and they're all going to work with me, and I'll be calling upon my former experience of developing and delivering curriculum linked education programs. So together we are going to produce a whole raft of material and then invite a number of pilot schools to test the material with us, and then we'll, you know, fine tune it, and then the idea is to produce professionally produced teaching and learning packs that will go out with the education vehicle and offer a whole range of exciting sessions to Key Stage 1 pupils. And what we hope to do then is to give every pupil who takes part in one of the education programmes a take-home pack, so that again they can be taking all of the key messages about how to promote avoidable sight loss back to their families, and in that way reach a wider audience again.
Yes.
So what is Key Stage 1?
So Key Stage 1, we're talking about sort of 5 to 7 years.
Right. Oh,
so okay. getting pupils when they're really developing good habits. So it's a great time to get all of the sort of health education, promotion, healthy diet.
Okay.
Wearing sunglasses,
yeah.
All of those really
so being
vital messages.
Devil's advocate.
Yes.
If I was 7 years old, yes. what would I need? Would you be asking 7 year olds how they want to be told, informed?
Well, what we're looking at yeah. is a range of subjects within yeah. the national curriculum
yeah.
and working out how we can link these
right.
these messages to gotcha. The curriculum, and gotcha. Yeah. it won't be purely about sight loss, it'll be very much linking to the curriculum. So for example, with the science curriculum at Key Stage 1, it's usual for the senses to be covered. Well, hey, what's the sense that most people, if they're asked, would miss the most were they to lose that particular sense?
Yeah.
The majority of respondents say sight
yeah.
is the thing they would miss most.
Okay.
So that's an example of how we can clearly link
gotcha.
Into the science curriculum.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Does make sense.
Makes sense,
yeah.
yes, indeed. Because I know they now issue safety glasses for people in chemistry lessons, things like
yeah.
that, which they never used to when I was at school.
Sadly, even for things like games of Conkers, sometimes you think, oh, where's the fun gone? But it's something that we very much want all of our activities
yeah.
to be. Yes, we want them to be yeah. curriculum linked because we want teachers to recognise and value them.
Yes.
But most of all, they've got to be fun. They've got to be interactive. They've got
yeah.
to sort of provoke thought and encourage even very young people to empathise with people who
absolutely.
Might not have the same level of sight that they've got. So
yes.
quite a lot of the tasks and challenges that will be setting young pupils will be required to wear blindfolds, so they get to experience what it might be like to
yes.
try and manage without using their sight. And
yes.
again, I think that helps people understand the problems and the practical difficulties
yes.
experienced by people
yes.
who have lost sight.
A recent article on the television, wasn't there, about a restaurant where they put everybody in blindfolds and see how
yes.
they got on, and some of them made a terrible mess of themselves.
Yes.
Because, I mean, obviously
Fortunately, with the lights down, hopefully nobody noticed.
but it's an interesting one because the simple thing of eating food or drinking something or filling a cup is tricky to do if you've got poor sight.
Or cleaning something like cleaning a sink. If you've got a sink and you can see it's dirty, then you can clean it. If you can't see, how do you know it's dirty? It must be by feel, mustn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And I think a matter of just establishing good routines so that for tasks like that, you just have to sort of make the assumption
that... If you are a sighted person, you don't realise the difficulties, do you?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So how can people help?
Well, I would encourage people to make contact with us, and that's either by telephoning us at 5222205, or we've set up a special email address purely for this project.
Wow.
It's 2020vision at iwsb.org.uk.
And that 2020, is it figures?
That's figures, thank you. Or failing that, just... our usual inquiries at address will get messages through to the right people.
Right.
And we're inviting people to see how they'd like to get involved. So as I say, whether it's a quiz night, a cake sale, a challenge event, or for those people who just haven't got the time to do those things, but maybe they've got some money that they would just like to give to the project. Or indeed for people who might want to offer things in kind. There may be companies out there who would be willing to fund or supply a specific piece of equipment or item that's going to be incorporated into the 2020 Vision project. So if anybody would like to get involved, we'd love to hear from them.
Magic.
Okay. So just give us that phone number again.
So our phone number is 01983 5222205.
Let's bring up and say, how can I help with the 2020 project? Or say, drop them an email.
And that special email address is
2020vision@iwsb.org.uk.
Magic.
Excellent stuff. I hope you get lots of takers, and do keep us informed on what's going on your project. I know you've got to get through the rest of this year before it actually is 2020, but that's not that long.
There's no reason
it's
why
not you... long, and we've got to start the fundraising now so that
no
we can commission the vehicle.
Start, is there? That's it.
Thank you very much for coming in, Miriam.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
And we'll keep in touch, and no doubt we'll have updates from either you or Chris in the near future.
Thank you very much indeed.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.